This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in the Lakshakant Gita Parayan program at Sri Krishna Mutt in Udupi, Karnataka. He inaugurated gold-plated Tirtha Mandapa and dedicated a gold-plated Kanaka Kindi, a sacred window that Lord Krishna is believed to have opened for his devotee Saint Kanakadas. Now we take you live to the Prime Minister's address.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण के इन्हीं श्लोकों की प्रेरणा है। भगवान श्री कृष्ण हमें गरीबों की सहायता का मंत्र देते हैं और इसी मंत्र की प्रेरणा आयुष्मान भारत और पीएम आवास जैसी स्कीम का आधार बन जाती है। भगवान श्री कृष्ण हमें नारी सुरक्षा, नारी सशक्तिकरण का ज्ञान सिखाते हैं और उसी ज्ञान की प्रेरणा से देश नारी शक्ति बंधन अधिनियम का ऐतिहासिक निर्णय करता है। श्री कृष्ण हमें सबके कल्याण की बात सिखाते हैं और यही बात वैक्सीन मैत्री, सोलर अलायंस और वसुधैव कुटुंबकम की हमारी नीतियों का आधार बनती है। साथियों, श्री कृष्ण ने गीता का संदेश युद्ध की भूमि पर दिया था और भगवद गीता हमें यह सिखाती है कि शांति और सत्य की स्थापना के लिए अत्याचारियों का अंत भी आवश्यक है।
Earlier, when the Prime Minister arrived, people gathered on both sides of the road and showered flowers on him. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will visit the Sri Samsthan Gokarna Parthagali Jivottam Math to attend the function marking its 550th anniversary in South Goa. The Math is headquartered in Parthagali, a small town in South Goa on the banks of the river Kushavati. The main event will take place in the afternoon when Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit the Math in Karnakorn. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India believes in peace and dialogue but will not compromise on its sovereignty and the security of its citizens. Addressing the Chanakya Defence Dialogue in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said it is the blend of restraint and firmness of the Indian Armed Forces that manages the country's neighbourhood challenges while contributing to regional stability.
When it comes to our sovereignty and the security of our people, we do not compromise. Our armed forces have shown again and again that they are capable and ready.
He said the government has been taking consistent steps to make the Indian Armed Forces future ready. The Defence Minister stated that the government is strengthening border and maritime infrastructure to support both security and connectivity. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that Atmanirbhar Bharat has now become a collective national mission with every countryman contributing in their own way to this vision and journey. Addressing the 98th Annual General Meeting of Industry Chamber FICCI in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi brought the vision of self-reliance to the centre of India's economic progress. Mr. Goyal noted that foreign trade investment has helped to increase business scope and investment. Speculation surrounding the well-being of Pakistan's jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan continues to intensify after unverified Afghan media reports claimed that he had died while in custody at Adiyala jail. In response, his son, Qasim Khan, has publicly demanded confirmation that his father is alive, along with immediate access and his eventual release. Meanwhile, the United Nations has called on Pakistani authorities to ensure that the rights of imprisoned former Prime Minister Imran Khan are respected and fully upheld. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, will conclude today in Goa with a grand closing ceremony paying tribute to the legendary actor Dharmendra. The festival, which began on November the 20th, showcased over 240 films from 81 countries, highlighting the best of global cinema. And with that, we end this news bulletin.